High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We're back here and in between games as Point Borough winning semifinal number one, 61-58 over second-seeded St. John Vianney. And happy to be joined up here from Point Borough, the head coach, Dave Drew. Coach, number one, it's good to see you alive after that game. We were a little worried about you a couple times during the course of that second half. Let's talk about the game a little bit. You guys had such a great start shooting the basketball from that midway point of the first quarter to the midway point of the second quarter. You knew probably at some point you were going to cool off. I would have to think you were pretty impressed with the way your girls kind of battled when things evened back out a little bit.
Yeah, I think we knew who we were playing. St. John Vianney, a great team, and they're never out of a game. And we talked about it at halftime, how you make sure, you know, weather the storm when they come back. And I think our girls did a great job of that.
When you look at, you know, we had Kelly Hughes as our player of the game, which isn't big surprise. I mean, she's been maybe the player of the year in the Shore Conference, certainly the leading scorer. She really struggled in a way tonight, just getting shots off. You know, I mean, you say she finished with 22 points, but it was a hard 22. She got balled up pretty well from Campbell, the freshman, who did a great job on her. Well, I've seen her play several times over the course of her career. I can't remember her having to work as hard to get shots off as she did tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like when you play a St. John Vianney team, you know, they're always, you know, going to try to stop Kelly and make her work for all her shots. And, you know, I thought Kelly did a great job of just, you know, keep paddling and never let it get down. Just kept working hard and harder and harder. And it's a great job by Kelly.
You know, what's this mean for you guys are so senior dominated? What does this mean to have an opportunity, you think, for those four seniors to play in the Shore Conference final on Saturday?
I mean, we set goals early in the year. We set them, you know, when they were freshmen. You know, being in this game on Saturday is something that, you know, we set and we're there, and, you know, hopefully we get a chance to win it.
Talk real quick, too, about some of the other players tonight for you. Kerry Malik kind of carried the load for you offensively a little bit. Got some foul problems in the second half, but really played overall good first half game.
Absolutely. She was hitting every shot she took. And once she got in foul trouble, I think she got a little down on herself. But, you know, we took her out of the game. We just kept, listen, you're going to get back in there. You're going to have to make a big play. And right there at the end of the game, with the stuff in the three in the corner was one of the biggest.
Well, let's talk about that last setup. St. John Vianney, you know, they have so many weapons that can shoot the ball from the outside. You guys defended not one, but a couple of times and didn't really give them a good look.
Right. I mean, that's something we talked about in the timeout there was, you know, make sure that you don't get a good look on the three, and, you know, if they drive to the hole, you know, make sure you foul them. But
how about a quick scouting report for the next game? What do you anticipate out of Red Bank Catholic and Middletown South?
I'm going to have to start. I think both teams are great. I think Middletown South shoots the ball very well, and if they do that, they have a good chance of winning today.
I won't even bother to ask who would you rather see, because at this point you're just happy to be there, right?
Doesn't matter.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win today. We'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That is Dave Drew, the head coach of the Panthers of Point Pleasant Borough, as they win it 61-58. We'll come back. We'll talk about Red Bank Catholic Middletown South. Good one coming up. Hopefully just as good as we saw that first game. Red Bank Catholic is the one seed coming in at 22-1. From Middletown South, they are the four seed. They are 19-2. We'll take a three-minute break here. We're back right after this quick pause in between games at Brookdale Community College on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
A matchup of one versus four coming up right now on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight on 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, and worldwide at shoresportsnetwork.com. You can also download the Radio Pup, PUP app on your mobile device and listen to us that way as well. We have the boys semifinals coming up tomorrow night. Just a little preview of that and a little heads up. We'll be on the air right before 6 o'clock for a 6 o'clock start. Game time's the same as tonight, 6 and 7:45. All things going according to plan. We're a couple minutes behind 7:45 here as we get set for Red Bank Catholic and Middletown South. The winner of this one will meet the Panthers of Point Pleasant Borough, who just knocked off the second seed St. John Vianney Lancers 61-58. Certainly a lot of history in this tournament, Kevin, for Red Bank Catholic. The Caseys trying to get into the finals for the 11th time in school history. They have five short conference championships, the last of which coming in 2007, and five runner-ups. They were the runner-up in 2008. They have certainly been a mainstay when you talk short conference basketball for so many years, probably right around the time when their head coach Joe Montano took over.
Yeah, Joe, who's also the athletic director, really has known nothing but success at RBC and has led this team to the championships you alluded to, a perennial power, having an outstanding season at 22-1. A lot of veteran players on this squad, and they have not lost to a team in New Jersey. I believe their lone loss was out of state to a national power. So RBC really has had it rolling since the beginning of the season. And on the surface, people may say, well, you know, Middletown. Well, Middletown South, 19-2. And they won a thriller from Rumson the other day to get to this one. So this is a very, very good basketball team. A pretty decent size throughout their lineup. And Tom Brennan in his 17th season has had a lot of success here, has won well over 200 games. So Middletown South has been a very good short conference program. Matt, again, you just fall under the Vianney, RBC, and then for a period there, Neptune, who had that great run. You know, there's not much left after those teams.
The last time that Middletown South won their short conference championship, 1985, also won it in 1979. Those are their only two appearances in the finals, both coming out on the winning side. The road to the finals, Kevin, you alluded to Middletown South's win in the quarterfinals and overtime over Rumson in the 4-5 matchup. And Middletown South winning that one 51-50. They had beaten a pretty tough Freehold team in the round of 16, 38-30. For Red Bank Catholic, 57-41 winners over Jackson in the opening round, and then Red Bank Catholic knocking off Manasquan in the quarters, 45-31. Certainly, you know, the one thing that struck me, Kevin, as we get set for this one, is not really, you talk about good players for sure, but not really a standout scoring player for either team. If you look at it, Caroline Corcoran leads the way for Red Bank Catholic, just over 10 points a game. And Stephanie Carrs from Middletown South, just over 11 points per game. But everybody else in the starting fives contributes.
And I think that's been the key for both of them. As you mentioned, each team with only one player averages in double figures. But yet all the other girls in the starting lineup are all like 8-9 points a game, which means on a given night, they're all capable of going off and having a big game. Neither team really relies on a single player. Unlike Point Borough, who I think we would agree can't win without a big contribution from Kelly Hughes, both of these teams have won on nights when their top players have not played well. Depth, going to the bench, RBC, like we mentioned with Vianney earlier, but maybe even more so at RBC, girls come in and can contribute. And that's why they're 22-1 and the number one ranked team at the Shore.
Timeout for us here, our final one before we get you set with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off coming up right after this two-minute break. We're back for Middletown South and Red Bank Catholic right after this on the Shore Sports Network.